This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 554, Trippin' for Wednesday, June 19th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where each of our member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. We're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. Go check out both of these sites for some other great podcasts. All right, today's sponsor is GoToMeeting with HD Faces, and you can try that free for 30 days. Stick around, you'll find out how. Hey, tonight I am powered by, well, Powerade. Why? I'm on the road again. That's the whole reason for the title of Trippin'. I'm on the road again. I'm on a trip, a business trip, actually. So I'm in another hotel. And no, not down in Southern California. Well, I'm actually in Central California, around the city of Lemoore, California, near the Lemoore Naval Air Station. I am working for my parent company again, and we are installing a solar site down in Lemoore, California, and that's going to be a pretty cool project. Thought that was a pretty neat assignment, and I'm actually kind of excited about that. But, you know, that means I got to travel again, so if the audio quality of this podcast isn't that great, you'll know why. It's because I'm not at home, not on my normal recording rig, so you get this. So hopefully this will be pretty good. I've done several podcasts with this setup, and it's worked out pretty good. Got my laptop, my USB microphone, and what else do you need? All right. Hey, you know what? Got a kind of a short show because I am on the road and didn't have a lot of time to do any of my research like I normally do. And so I got a few things for you. But I wanted to talk about our sponsor, and that is GoToMeeting and their HD Faces version of it. This is really cool because, well, it's summer out here. Let me tell you, it's hot out here in Lemoore, Central California. And that means with summer, a lot of us will be spending a lot more time working from home or, like me, while traveling. So getting everyone together for a meeting may not be as easy as you think. But if you have GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, it's not a problem. GoToMeeting lets you host meetings with clients and colleagues face-to-face, all while online, no matter where they are. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group HD video conference. Attendees can join from any computer, including an iPad, iPhone, or even an Android device, by just downloading the free app. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST, and download a free app. It's that simple. Now, got an extra special thing for you here. GoToMeeting is giving away 8 new iPads on Facebook. All you have to do is go ahead and visit Facebook and like the GoToMeeting page. Then you can enter to win a new iPad. And you can refer a friend, and if they win the iPad, so do you. Check it out. Click on the like button for GoToMeeting on Facebook, and you can end up using it on your new iPad. How cool would that be? That'd be totally cool. Now, I hope you win, and don't forget to try GoToMeeting free today. On this episode's Totally Cool Tech, dimming those darn bright LEDs, a varying warmth jacket. Voyager 1 has left the solar system. An EEG headband to help you focus. Connect knows where you put your keys. All right, let's go ahead and jump into this. Hey, you know what? Have you ever seen those bright LEDs on some of those consumer devices? You know the ones I'm talking about. If you had, back in the day, one of those replays, the DVRs, they were well known for having a very, very bright LED, blue LED. That thing would cut through fog like a lighthouse. It was just powerful. I had like 3 or 4 of these units, and in whatever room you had, you didn't need a nightlight. That thing would just illuminate the whole place in this, it bathed it in this soft blue light, but it was still, as you look toward the LED, it was kind of bright and really get, you know, at night, if you're not watching TV or anything, it's just, almost burn your retina out. So this company has come up with these super bright LED, or not super bright, but electronics LED light blocker. So if you have one of those super bright LEDs, these little stickers, they're like a window tint film type thing where they will dim that light. They will cut the light on that. These little stickers might just be, you know, the most useful thing ever as far as this is concerned. And it comes in two different versions, blackout and dim. So each one of these 100 sticker sheets has various sizes to go right over the annoying LED lights. The dim ones are perfect because you can still see the status light, but they're much dimmer, while the blackout ones, basically, it just cuts it out. You don't see nothing after that, which, yeah, that could be kind of cool, especially if you're trying to hide that little red light, you know, on your camcorder or whatever. Yeah, that'll work. Well, then again, so will, you know, black electrical tape, but I like the dimming portion. So that's pretty cool. Now, to get some sleep, you know, sometimes you need this, like I said, with the DVR I had, the replay. Sometimes I couldn't go to sleep because of that. I'd actually have to go and unplug that thing, which wasn't good because it wouldn't record what I wanted it to that night. But, you know, when you're just focusing on that light and it's bugging you, you got to dim them things sometimes. So this is a pretty cool idea. And it's not that expensive. It's only $4.99 for a sheet of 100. That'll last you like the rest of your life. So that's not too bad. We'll have a link for you because I know you want one. All right. Now, have you ever had that experience where, you know, you're not really sure how cool it's going to be during the day, or maybe it's really cool in the morning, but not too, you know, cold in the afternoon, maybe a little bit warmer. You want to wear a jacket in the morning, but you don't want to carry it around with you. Maybe it's, you know, don't want to take one that's too warm because it's going to be a little, you know, warmer later on. Well, this company has come up with a jacket that uses argon gas to dynamically adjust the warmth capability of the garment. This is totally cool. The company called Climit, which is spelled K-L-Y-M-I-T, has started using inflatable pockets of inert gas, argon in this case, in their jackets. And without any inflation, the jacket is essentially just a windbreaker, but by using special cartridges, you can poof it up to create the equivalent of 14 millimeters of insulation without adding any weight at all. And if you get too hot, you just let out some of the gas and it cools you off. You know, it doesn't insulate as much. That is super, super cool. Now, Climit is calling this jacket the Ular, U-L-A-A-R jacket, and it's set to be launched in the United States sometime this fall. So, don't really have a price for it yet, but it's coming, and that ought to be pretty cool. We'll have the link here for you. I found that over on Device. That is just so cool. Looks pretty cool. It has a hood and all that. Zip up front, and I don't know, like a really cool wind jacket, you know, windbreaker. But it gets puffy. It's kind of funny. All right. Next up, Voyager has left the building. Well, solar system in this case. And the scientists aren't 100% sure if it's left or not, because they don't really know what to expect when it crosses that boundary of the solar system to the interstellar space. Back in 2011, NASA was indicating that Voyager is close to the edge of the solar system. They have been analyzing recent data from not only the Voyager spacecraft, but also the Cassini spacecraft, and calculated that Voyager 1 could cross over the frontier of interstellar space at any time, which is much earlier than they had previously thought. The findings were detailed in the journal Nature, and the thing is, Voyager 1 has been flying since August of 1977, and its sister spacecraft, Voyager 1 took off in September 77, and Voyager 2 actually took off earlier in August of 77. And they have been flying ever since. Now, Voyager 1's trajectory is taking it outward toward the nose of the sun's heliosphere above the ecliptic. If the solar system were an actual sphere, it would be just a bit above the equator. So it's the spacecraft is traveling out of the solar system into the what they call the termination shock phase of the interstellar mission. And Voyager 1 is taking it toward the nose of the sun's heliosphere, like I said, just above the ecliptic, while the trajectory of Voyager 2 is taking it toward the nose of the sun's heliosphere below the ecliptic. So one's going high, one's going low. And I know there's no up and down in space, but you know, if you looked at it a certain way, one's going up, one's going down. Now, they think that Voyager 1 crossed the termination shock on December 16th, 2004, and Voyager 2 is supposed to cross, or did cross, on August 30th, 2007, on their way to the heliopause and interstellar space. Now, what they've discovered is that there's no more outward speed of charged particles streaming from the sun. So there's a sensor on board Voyager 1 that can't sense any more solar wind or solar particles anymore. It's like it's slowed down to zero. There's nothing there. And the stagnation of this solar wind has continued through at least February of 2011, making a thick, previously unpredicted transition zone at the edge of our solar system. There is one time when they thought they were going to cross that frontier, and this is the first sign, and it's really there, said one of the scientists. Now, if you're curious as to how far out this thing really is, Voyager 1 is about 11 billion miles right now from the sun. And, I mean, pretty much Earth too. I mean, you know, what's a few hundred million miles between friends when you're counting in billions. And the, I guess this transition zone between our solar system and interstellar space is about, they think it's anywhere from 10 to 14 billion miles. And so at a, they're already at 11 billion miles. And since Voyager 1 is traveling at like a billion miles every 3 years, they may not have to wait long to find out exactly what happens. I don't even know how long it takes for the signal to reach back. God, it's got to be incredibly long. This is so cool that, you know, humans have got technology now heading towards interstellar space. I mean, we're almost there, just a few more steps on a galactic scale, I guess, before we're there. Another 3 years or so. But hey, man, to see a third of a billion miles a year, that's incredible. So 1 billion miles, yeah. No, excuse me, 1 billion miles every 3 years, say a third of a billion every year. Don't know how fast that is, but man, that's got to be fast. I'm not even going to try and do the math. It's that incredible. All right, what else we got? Okay, this might actually help me with that problem. I know this would help my son for sure. A company called Axio has developed an EEG headband, which is electroencephalogram, that helps you teach your brain how to focus. This is so for me and my son. Both of us suffer or deal with ADHD, ADD. And this thing is going to help people like me train their brain to focus more. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to use biofeedback to help you. So, it tracks your level of mental focus in real time and provides a positive reinforcement with audio feedback when you're mentally locked in. It has a neoprene band. It packs a trio of electrodes, a PCB with a Bluetooth radio and audio out, and a battery pack to power everything. It works by identifying the brainwave readings and correlates that to ideal executive functions in your prefrontal cortex and it shoots that data to your computer or phone via Bluetooth. Then the Axios software will then show an on-screen graph that charts your focus level in real time. And for folks who prefer a more literal tracking method, there's a photo above the chart that moves in and out of focus along with your mind. Additionally, the headband provides pleasing audio neurofeedback, so when you're focused, it helps you, you know, stay mentally engaged. As well as that photo, as it goes in and out of focus, your brain, it's like, you know, learning to ride a bike. You start figuring out how the balance works. This does the same thing, you know. You start concentrating correctly or better, the focus of the picture becomes that much better. And you can correlate that, you know. You get that feedback that you start sensing, you know, how things in your brain feel or how your brain's working, to kind of get that instant feedback of, hey, I'm doing something right. And that's got to be really cool. I guess the creator is looking to have this actually out on the market here by the end of the year. And if they get that done, that would be so cool. And it looks like they're planning to release an SDK so that enterprising developers can make their own focus-aided software and implement whatever audio feedback, you know, they prefer to help, you know, try and get people to learn better. This is so cool. I really can't wait for this. So it's from Axio, and I found this over at Engadget. So you want to take a look at that. Engadget has a pretty good little write-up there. And yeah, that PCB is looks a little bit large. I think they need to probably work on shrinking that down. Something like that. That or have some, you know, it's a little small radio to maybe a belt clip device that has a Bluetooth in it and a PCB board or something like that. But I don't know. They need to come up with something a little bit better for this whole thing. But still pretty darn cool if you do ask me. And yeah, people do sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But that's okay with me. I keep my focus. No. Okay. Now, if you do kind of lose your focus, like me sometimes, you forget where you put things. Well, I've tried developing methods for not forgetting where I put stuff, like always put it in the same place. Unlike my young son, who can't remember where he put anything because, you know, with ADD, it's, oh, hey, look, something shiny, you know, forget what you were doing. So two computer scientists at the University of Virginia have taken a Kinect and developed a system called Kinsight, which will be able to take care of those concerns of where did I put it? This whole thing operates on the assumption that objects in a home only change locations when humans pick them up and move them. So it tracks an object that humans cause to change location. How do they do it? Well, I'll tell you what. The system uses Microsoft Kinect cameras in every room to track items within a building. So like your house, you may have one in every room, you know, your living room, your dining room, dens, bedrooms, family rooms, lofts, whatever. And the items have to be programmed into the system and tagged before they can be followed. But then the system will keep track of where they are at all times. So the next time you misplace something, you can simply ask Kinsight, where did I leave it? Where did I put my keys? Where did I put my cell phone? And the system will search its memory and come up with the last place that the object was seen. And apparently it's pretty accurate to within 5 inches. That's not too bad. Because my son can't get within 5 feet or two rooms sometimes of where he left something. I'm not, you know, without fault myself, but I'm a lot better than he is. Like I said, I've developed my own little tricks and whatever methods to keep me from losing things. Always put this thing back in the same spot, you know, charge it in the same spot, put my keys down in the same spot, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes I walk out of the house without my work phone. And my wife has had to deliver it to me 3 or 4 times over the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. So not too bad. Not too bad. I've forgotten my watch or, you know, wallet once. But man, you know, it would be nice. connect, or, you know, Kinsight, where did I leave? Where did I leave my phone? Because it's dead. I can't even call it to make it ring. It could tell you where it's at. Yeah, pretty sweet. I guess you'd have to have like a pretty clean house too, though. If it's cluttered, can the Kinect see everything? I don't know. All right. Well, hey, you know, that is going to be it. Like I said, short show. Appreciate you sticking around, listening to me while I am on the run, traveling around here. So appreciate it. If you like the show, please go ahead, recommend us to a friend. All the show notes, links, and contact info are at our website, www.totallycooltech.com. If you have a question, comment, hate mail, whatever, just send it to me, norbert@totallycooltech.com. And if you know about some cool tech that you think we ought to be talking about, hey, please send me an email or audio comment or, you know, whatever, links, whatever. Just send it to me, norbert@totallycooltech.com. Or you can call the Totally Cool Tech listener line at 540-999-TECH. Just go ahead and leave a little message, you know, talk about it, keep it clean, put you on the air. You can find me on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast if you want. We're on Google Plus, and you can just look for a Google Plus TCT page. Just, you know, go to Google Plus, type in Totally Cool Tech, and it should find me. And, yeah, I got a podcast page, fan page for Facebook as well, all that kind of stuff. You'll find it over there on the website. Check it out. I appreciate it, and I will see you next time.